From the National Radio Club, this is the DX Audio Service. There's nothing else quite like it. Here's Phil Wayne with the Market Scope.
IDXers, welcome to Market Scope for November 1999. This month, Mark Erdman of Meade, Kansas, takes us on vacation. Of course, Mark had his air check machine along and shares those air checks with us.
Hello, and greetings from southwestern Kansas. In this Market Scope, we'll hear what Oldies Radio is fragmented into from the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. On a recent trip, I air-checked four signals that all in some way, shape, or form play oldies. And within a few weeks of my departure, three of the four stations either changed formats or call letters. First up, the city's long-standing oldie station, Cool FM at 94.5. Morning man Bill Gardner is a newcomer to Arizona, having only been with Cool since early March.
Cool 94.5, she loves you.
Clouds, as bad as it's due to get for us today. The chance of showers rolls in tonight. John Gibson will have full details and probably mention the word snow here during the last week of winter, since they're getting a half a foot of it in New York and Boston.
Hey, baby. Come on.
Hey, baby, we're playing your fun oldies here on KOOL-FM Phoenix. Good morning, Arizona. 56 degrees. It's 7 o'clock. I'm John Gibson. The Gardner radar scope shows plenty of clouds headed this way from low pressure in California. I'm John Gibson, and he's Bill Gardner.
And I'll tell you what, on the Sweet 16, Utah's out, beaten by Miami of Ohio yesterday at NCAA.
There's a kind of hush.
Cool 94.5. Fun oldies. Good morning. I'm Bill Gardner at 8 after 7. Talking about calling in for air show tickets. Got a way for you to drop by. We'll tell you about it coming up at Cool 94.5 after this number one song. Cool 94.5, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Bill Gardner. Mentioned the air show tickets for Williams Gateway Air Park this weekend, by the way. If you'd rather go up and just say, hey, how do I win them? Can I just say hi? Yes, Albertsons, 4 to 6 p.m., Cool 94.5 with a fun stop. That's at 19th Avenue and Northern, by the way. And we've got some tickets for you, compliments of Red Baron Pizza and Cool 94.5, all right?
Now, here's where things get just a bit confusing. KBZD at 104.3 was the market's second traditional oldie station, playing the best from the 50s and early 60s. Now, if you remember the old Cool Gold satellite format, that's it, basically. And ironically, Don Crawford was with Cool Gold for a time. Don's Diner spotlights some of the stories behind the songs.
The best oldies goes where you go. That's right. As you travel around Arizona, K-Best will be your constant oldies companion. As you head west to Wickenburg or the lake, just tune that FM dial to 99.3 to hear all your favorite oldies on K-Best. If you're going to Flagstaff, then flip to our FM location at 106.3. No matter where you are going, K-Best Oldies goes with you. Remember, too, that our 104.3 signal is one of the strongest in Arizona. It can be heard from Flagstaff to Casa Grande.
The best oldie station, playing the coolest oldies in the valley. 104.3, 99.3.
On K-Best 104.3, 99.3.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Good evening on K-Best 104.3, 99.3, and Don's Diner. The president of a TV station in North Carolina got this gentleman on audition on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scout show. He was signed to appear for just 1 week. Later on, though, became a regular on the Grand Ole Opry. And at one time, he actually had his own TV show on ABC, just lasted a year. He also at various times toured with Buddy Holly, Gene Vincent, and also the Everly Brothers. Big hit for him that got up to number six, George Hamilton IV, and A Rose and a Baby Ruth on KBS, the best oldie station on Don's Diner.
We had a quarrel.
The best oldies of all time on 104.3. 104.3.
K-Best, 104.3, 99.3, the best oldie station with Don's Diner. Joe Jones had a big hit, Too Much, and a fellow New Orleans native and piano player, Dr. John, said Joe Jones had a big mouth, just like his song. He talked his way into deals, and he talked his way out just as easy. He had big ideas, and although Joe got his feet in the door, he didn't have the talent to stay there. But he did get up to number three with this song on K-Best, the best oldie station on Don's Diner.
You talk too much.
K-Best, 104.3, 99.3 with Don's Diner. You've heard of Ernie K. Doe. His real name was Ernest Cador Jr. Legally changed it later on to Ernie K. Doe. Mother-in-Law, big hit for him, number one. In fact, that song has been called the finest record to ever come out of the New Orleans music scene in the early 60s. That's covering a lot of ground when you consider people like Lloyd Price, Fats Domino, and all the other folks that are from that area. And Ernie performed that song with conviction. It was a song that he fished out of a songwriter's garbage can. And at the time, Ernie K. Doe was having a lot of marital problems, and he blamed them to a large degree on his mother-in-law. It turns out she had been living with him and his wife for 19 years, the entire length of his marriage. Man, tell me anybody's marriage that wouldn't put a strain on. And according to Ernie, it was 19 years of pure sorrow. Here's Mother-in-Law on KBS, the best oldie station on Don's Diner.
Mother-in-Law.
Best oldies on the radio, K-Best, 104.3, 99.3 with Don's Diner, and the best stories behind the best oldies on the radio, ditto. For instance, Elvis's song, Are You Lonesome Tonight? Have you ever noticed that funny little click towards the end of that song? I always thought it was just somebody's finger hitting an instrument or something. Turns out that that knucklehead, Jerry Lee Lewis, was in the studio, and he actually was putting coins into a soda machine, and that's what that sound is that you hear at the end of Are You Lonesome Tonight? Now, I mean, how many different kinds of tactless is it while Elvis or anybody else is singing to go in and start pumping money into something that's guaranteed to make noise? You hear it like in the last few seconds of the song. Here is Elvis's Are You Lonesome Tonight, clink and all, on K-Best, the best oldie station on Don's Diner.
Are you lonesome tonight?
Don's Diner on K-Best, 104.3, 99.3. This tune was written by a couple of the Beach Boys, Mike Love and Brian Wilson. The Beach Boys even recorded it, but somebody else had the hit with it because the Beach Boys version was a little bit too slow and it didn't, I don't know, it was kind of disjointed. It didn't quite flow or fit together. This group speeded it up a little bit, ended up sounding just like the Beach Boys would have sounded if they'd done it right, shall we say. Here are the Hondells with Little Honda on K-Best, the best oldie station on Don's Diner.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Best oldies on the radio, K-Best, 104.3, 99.3. Wrapping up Don's Diner for this Sunday evening. We do it every Sunday night from 6 till 9. The stories behind the hits and the flip sides, those hard-to-find tunes, all that kind of good stuff. Coming up next, the song that really started it for Motown. It was their first big hit from the Miracles. Shop Around on K-Best is next.
KBZG, Payson, Phoenix, 104.3.
KBZR, Arizona City, Phoenix, 106.5.
Hi, this is Carolyn with K-Best Oldies 104.3, 99.3, and we want to invite you to our own radio store. That's right, a store especially for all you K-Best, to see all the K-Best memorabilia and paraphernalia featuring K-Best golf shirts, coffee mugs, jukebox radios, and much, much more. Visit our showroom at 7730 East Redfield Road in the Scottsdale Air Park, K-Best Radio Store at 99K-Best. That's 995-2378. Everyone who visits the store will get a free K-Best prize. The K-Best Oldies Radio Store. Call them at 99K-Best.
K-Best,
The best oldie station on the radio and on the internet. Bookmark us at www.bestoldies.com. Get information about K-Best. Profiles of Big Daddy Don Crawford, Tanya Grant, and Mike Keppel. You can also link directly to the K-Best Oldies radio store, the K-Best playlist, and Memory Lane records and tapes with its more than 250,000 titles. You can keep current with K-Best events and promotions. And you can even request a song and email the jocks. It's the best oldies for a modern world. www.bestoldies.com.
You're listening to the roots of rock and roll on the best oldies station, 104.3.
K-Best changed format from 50s and 60s when KHOT at 105.9 was sold to Heftel and flipped to Spanish on April 5th. In fact, Hot 105.9 listeners were told to listen for Jammin' Oldies on 104.3 starting the following Monday. We'll hear what KHOT sounded like next time on Market Scope.
Thanks, Mark. I wish everyone a fabulous Thanksgiving, and Mark and I will be back in 30 days with more oldies and radio history on the DX Audio Service.
Thanks, Phil. And before we get into our musings to the members, let me just remind you that if you're looking for a nice gift for this holiday season, why not consider a gift of the DX Audio Service? It's a great gift because not only do you give one, but you get one as well. Here's how it works. When you sign up a new member to the DX Audio Service by sending in a subscription for them, we send them out a card letting them know that you consider them a great friend, and because of that, you're signing them up to the DX Audio Service beginning with the January 2000 edition. We also add on 2 months to your subscription for signing up a new member. It's a great gift. You give one, and you get one. Sorry, but we're unable to offer this to folks who have someone else sign up their subscription and then say, oh, well, so-and-so signed me up, so give them 2 months. No, this is just for if you sign up someone to the DX Audio Service. If you have any other questions, contact me here at the headquarters for more details at 419-228-4199. But right now, here's Doc with the Musings to the Members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hello, Fred and fellow DXers. This is Jonathan Milam in Lexington, North Carolina. Today is Thursday, September 23rd. And I'm calling because I'm very interested in speaking with blind radio station owners about how they started their station and other related issues such as, you know, all the obstacles that had to be dealt with. You may get in touch with me if possible, either by tape or braille. My name again is Jonathan Milam, that's M-I-L-A-M, and my address is 105 Stony Brook, that's S-T-O-N-E-Y-B-R-O-O-K, that's one word, Lexington, North Carolina, 27295. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks. 73's and good DX.
This is Paul Burkhart. Today is September the 24th, 1999, with a format change and a call letter change in Boston. 96.9, which used to be WSJZ, Smooth Jazz, is now WTKK. That is FM Talk, 96.9. And my question to you is this. Why can't those call letters of stations be issued at the same time the format change, any format change is being made to a particular radio station? I think that's a very valid question, and it'll be interesting to see what anyone has to offer on that. We thank you very much.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is October 2nd. I noticed over the last 2 weeks that I am getting a station, WWJZ 640, Mount Holly, New Jersey. This 50,000-watt blowtorch, I guess, is back on full power. I heard them a number of years ago when they were a big band station, but now I'm getting them, and their format is Disney Radio. We don't have any children's programming here in the Washington, Baltimore area, so it'll be interesting to see how many people in my area can get WWJZ 640, Mount Holly, New Jersey.
Hello, fellow DXers and Fred. And this is Lucille Burkhardt calling from Watertown, Massachusetts, with a couple of radios that I would not recommend that I have had. The first one was a Panasonic AM/FM AC/DC operated radio. It was so bad that when you'd be walking with it, the FM would drift off, and the AM was not much better as far as reception. The best radio that I've had, and I will still maintain this, is the GE Super Radio 3. There is nothing like it around. That is my message for now. Happy DXing.
Yes, Fred, and audio service subscribers, Paul Burkhardt in Watertown, Massachusetts, on October the 4th. I have a recommendation for a really good radio. It's the Panasonic RFB45 AM/FM shortwave digital radio. It does just as well as the RF2200 ever did. The radio I would not recommend is the Radio Shack DX375. And also the 397. The 397 is an analog radio. It's not good as far as selectivity on AM/FM or shortwave. So those are my recommendations. Happy DXing.
This is Kevin McGill from Madison, Wisconsin. My best radio that I own now is the CC radio. It has its shortcomings, but basically very good. I think the best radio I ever owned was a Panasonic RF2200, in spite of its bad shortwave. It was basically a very good AM and FM radio, which as far as I'm concerned, it only should have been marketed as an AM and FM radio. And yes, I have to agree with you, the best sounding radio I ever owned was the SRF-A100. I had one, and unfortunately it's dead, but it was a good radio while it lasted. And I disagree with you on the ICF 2010. I think it could have potentially been a very good radio, but I think Sony could have and should have done more with it. Of course, it probably would have jacked up the price if they had. You also wanted to know the worst radio I ever owned, or that we ever owned. I would have to say that it was an old Crosley radio that my grandmother had. It was so bad, I don't even think it could pick up local Madison stations all that well, but that was a long, long time ago. I have another suggestion. Carry this question further. How about the best and the worst car radio that we've ever come across? I would have to say that my favorite car radio was out of a 1970 Ford LTD. Very beautiful radio. It pulled well. However, it was very susceptible to ignition static. Anyway, thank you much again, and we enjoy your magazine. Have a nice day.
Hi, this is Rusty Curry. I have some thoughts on radios, good and bad. I think my favorite radio was my GE Super Radio original model. It had great AM, and the FM range was better even than my Super 2. On the other hand, I've been somewhat disappointed with digital portables in general. They are convenient, but I've never used one at any price level that does what the Super 1 or 2 did. Most fall well short on AM, while the CC radio lacks range on FM. I'd like to see a CC radio come out, a model which had the good range on FM, and which is a little more along the lines of a portable, like slightly smaller at least, and with a handle. That's all I got. Thanks.
Hi, this is Paul Swearingen, publisher of the National Radio Club's DX News. In the August issue of DX News, we had an article that I put together that covered the Sanjian CC radio. Since then, we've had some requests for it to be repeated on the DX audio service, and so here goes. Now, first, I'm going to read the article. Then I'm going to read some remarks that, they might counterpoint what I have to say about the CC radio, and they come from Target DX. The Sanjian CC radio has been on the market for less than a year now. It's a good radio, a well-thought-out, easily usable, ergonomically friendly receiver, and yet It has generated more widely divergent opinions from its users than any portable receiver in years. Why? Well, let's examine it carefully, gather some statements from users, and try to answer the basic question, is it a good AM/DX radio? Along with other questions that have come up. The CC radio is marketed by C. Crane Company of Fortuna, California. Statements in their catalog run along the lines of, the most powerful AM/FM radio ever made. Hear how it was meant to be. And, never before has a radio been specifically designed for talk radio, news, sports, and weather. 20 years of dreaming, planning, engineering, and prototypes went into the development of this radio. Audio has been specifically tailored for a full, rich sound of the human voice. All of the components for this radio have been carefully selected and engineered to produce the highest AM performance. That's what the ad copy says. And that's pretty strong stuff, but does the copy match the performance? NRC member Bruce Connie thinks so. He says, I have a CC radio and it performs well. The CC radio has several distinct advantages over a Super Radio 3. Number one, the CC radio IF filtering is set to 4 kHz, which makes it a much better DX receiver than the wide as a barn door Super Radio. Number two, the CC radio has a digital frequency readout with push button up and down control. Number three, the CC radio includes 5 memory positions for each band, and that would be AM, FM, and weather. On the other hand, DXAS member Marty Rimpaugh returned his first set, he says, due to a birdie at 1350 KSRO. When listening to KATD 990 in the daytime, there is severe overload from Kiki at 1010. It has the potential of being a dynamite radio like a picked-up GE Super 2. The GE Super Radio 3 has become the standard, against which other portable receivers are compared, and physically the CC radio is similar in size, although somewhat thicker. The CC radio does not have a separate adjustable handle, but it does have a recessed area under the top panel, which makes it possible to carry it in about the same manner as an old Mac SE is carried. On the other hand, the area is not adequate for safe transport of the radio, as a less than firm grasp will result in the radio slipping out of your fingers. NRC member Bob Pote notes that C. Crane is aware of these shortcomings and that a carrying case is in the works. Additional features that the CC radio sports include TV channels 2 through 13 audio, 5 weather band channels, weather alert, clock and alarm with sleep timer, scan tuning, a large digital display with backlighting, and 5 memory storage and recall buttons. Both have manual tuning and separate bass and treble controls. One complaint that seems to be valid is that the CC radio tends to generate spurious signals on various frequencies. Several have reported receiving shortwave signals up and down the band. Other note images from local stations at multiples. For example, NRC member Kurt Nunzig reported KMAJ 1440 audio on 540, WIBW 580 on 1160, and KTOP 1490 on 590, plus WWV on 1640 from here in Topeka. And others report overloading from strong locals. Here's what Bruce Connie has to say about that. Reports I have received regarding the CC radio quality control problems all have to do with overloading, such as in receiving shortwave signals and distorted signals from local 50 kilowatt AM stations. Interestingly, Kurt Nunzig commented that the use of an air core loop cleared up his image problems, whereas this author heard shortwave stations at odd frequencies and 1 kilohertz steps when the radio was used near a Sansarino Martin's loop combo. But in another room, no spurious signals were evident. And NRC-er Terry Jones notes, I did notice sometimes a very strong station would continue to bleed into the center of 2 frequencies. Another negative is that the CC radio is hard on batteries. Ron Texter, who is an NRC member, says, Ford new D cells last about 100 hours, nowhere the advertised time. The manual describes the battery strength meter, but neither it nor the catalog estimate battery life. Kurt Nunzig test DX'd on selected frequencies with a Super Radio 3 and the CC radio and found that sensitivity and selectivity were the same on all tested frequencies, as were nulling capabilities. And in comparing the two radios, Bruce says, if you prefer wideband air check quality audio, then get the Super Radio. For degaxing, as long as you don't get a lemon, the CC radio would be my choice. Terry comments that the CC radio barefoot was equal to his DX390 and select antenna or Q-stick booster. Finally, Ron says that the CC radio compares favorably with his Sony ICF2010 also. Now, the inevitable question that comes up then, is the CC radio worth the extra $100 or so over the Super Radio 3? At the $159.99 list price, that question becomes important when you realize that at that level you've passed the price of a number of entry-level portable receivers and are closing in on mid-level receiver prices. Now, I'd have to say simply that for the money, the CC radio is a good value, unless you already possess a top-notch DX receiver and don't need the convenience of the CC radio. Actually, you could duplicate all the attributes of the CC radio by utilizing Radio Shack products. For example, you could replicate the CC radio's excellent audio by hooking up a Radio Shack 12655, or better known as the TRF, to an audio system and tweaking the audio response with an equalizer. Or you could purchase a weather alarm radio for around $35, add a TV sound receiver for $20, and a digital tuning radio alarm clock for $40 at the sale price. And super radios run around $50 nowadays for those who need a DX quality receiver. We're a bit short of the CC radio's price here, but there's that scan tuning, user-friendly ergonomics, and solidly built quality construction to consider, too. Now, actually, I can't think of any $100 to $200 receiver that would outperform the CC radio. Now that vintage receivers like the Sony ICF5900 and Panasonic RF2200 are fetching over $200 prices at auction on eBay, on the internet. How about FMDX quality? Well, I could find no channels with overload, and on one regional channel, usually rendered useless by overloading on my other portables, I heard an Iowa station that is less than common to peak it. I would rate this receiver highly for FMDX ability. Now, I've yet to read a definitive review of this radio, but on various radio reflectors on the internet, I've noted a wide range of opinions on the CC radio by its users, perhaps reflecting deficiencies in early production models like what happened with the Super Radio 3. So perhaps an all-encompassing review covering its deficiencies and strengths is impossible until a late production model is made available. Perhaps this review would have been more definitive too if I'd had access to sophisticated measuring devices, time to tune up and down the dial on various comparison receivers, and a lot less line noise, which has all but ended my DX sessions at this location. Now, here's my opinion. The CC radio can DX on both AM and FM as well as or better than all portables in the under $200 price range. It sports many useful features in one package, adding substantially to its value. The sound quality is the best in any portable I've used, including the Sony ICF-S5W. Ergonomics are unequal. Those who are physically handicapped should find this radio a delight to use. Construction is high quality, and the C-Crane Company stands behind this radio. Ask Kurt Nunzig if he likes the radio, and he'll give you a thumbs up. After evaluating the test radio, he ordered his own. Well, some opinions now from Target DX. These were on the NRC reflector regarding the CC radio, beginning with the following message from Frank Balls, forwarded by Werner Funkenhauser. Frank says, Werner, I'm considering purchasing the CC radio for AMDXing. Do you have any experience with this radio? How does the internal ferrite antenna work on weak signals and nulling as compared to the GE Super Radio or others? Larry Van Horn says, for the record, I have not used one of the CC radios. They would not send one directly here in Brasstown for review. But I've talked to almost a dozen different customers on our tech line, and he says, don't buy that radio. You'll be better off with the GE Super Radio if you want a decent portable for AMDX. I'm not sure if it is a quality control problem or what, but several customers, including one very vocal advocate, tout the fact that they get shortwave radio reception at various portions of the AM-BCB dial. Need I say more? Now, Ragnar Danischold comments, this is interesting. I've also heard both sides of the CC radio, some saying it is great, some saying it was a dog. Kind of reminiscent of what we've heard about the early Super Radio 3s. The dog comments kept me from thinking about buying one. I can say that for the price, $50 to $60, the GR Super Radio 3 is the best on the market. There are radios that cost a lot more that are better DXers, but for the price, I don't believe you can do better than the SR3. Lastly, I don't get shortwave on my SR3. And Fred Volby comments, so far, most of the comments I've heard are negative with only one positive, and like Larry, CC has not responded to a request for a review of the radio on the DX audio service. In my humble opinion, the portable workhouse for the money is still the Sony ICF-2010, with some others like the R8A being second only because of the cost of the blind. And Ragnar comments again, well, I have to say that those who praise the set are those who either have been using very old gear or have been fairly new to DXing. There has been about even money for comments on this unit, and that would refer to the ICF 2010. Now, you're in a different league. You definitely get what you pay for. The 2010 I see for about $350 to $400, and the SW8 and the R8A, both made by Drake, are $800 and $1,000 apiece. The CC radio is about $160. Sorry, I ain't paying that much for an AM, FM, low-band TV weather radio. I paid $40 for an Optimus 12604A on sale, and it does AM, so-so, FM, okay, and TV 2 through 69, and he says that's okay for locals and stuff 125 miles out with a whip, better, of course, with outdoor antenna, and paid $19 for a weather radio. I'm out $59 and still think I'm probably better off. I could see the CC radio for $100 or less. And he continues, the dang Drake SW1 is only $30 more. Why wouldn't I spend the extra $30, get a far better receiver, and LF, MW, HF? I will not have the FM, TV, or weather, but which rig would you think is more superior? I already have a TV and an FM radio. I hear they sold quite a few of those CC radios. They made a pricing error, and also by calling it the best radio in the world, it kind of put them behind the eight ball. I'd still like to see one. And Mark Morris says, Larry, you're right about the CC radio, but I also think the GE Super Radio 3 is a dog. I found very few portables that will work well on AM. I like my old Zenith Transoceanic, and I will use it until someone comes out with something better. Save your money and keep the faith. And Naaman Dolphus says, I have a CC radio that I'm satisfied with. It routinely picks up many stations without the select antenna I bought with it. I like the digital features, but I wish it had more than five station presets. For the cost, Sanjian and Crane should have had a minimum of 30 AM presets with alphanumeric capability so that the station's names could be saved with the frequency. I think that if I had to do it again, I would purchase the Radio Shack version of the Sanjian 909 because of the features, and it has shortwave. A good antenna, such as the select antenna, would make most decent radios perform as well or better than the CC radio for a lot less money or for the same money, but with greater collection of features. So there you have a collection of opinions. I think we could consider it maybe a 50-50 tie, but on the other hand, I do think that the production quality is improving. I think it's a good radio for the money. I think you'll get your money's worth if you don't already have the same items sitting in your DX Shack. So, with my opinion, I'm Paul Swearingen. What's your opinion?
Mark Dernberger, normally in Minneapolis, but this time we're on the road in Reno, Nevada. We're at the Best Western Airport Plaza Hotel on a late August night in 1999, and here on business in Reno. And of course, wherever we go, we can't pass up the opportunity to try a band scan. The sun is just going down in the west, so we expect that from the east we ought to be already copying some stations. A few of the stations to the east of us should be coming in, so let's see what we can do. I think it's going to be too early for Denver. Let's try for 850.
News Radio, 850 KOA.
Oh, there it is.
The weather for early this morning, our skies will be clear. Temperatures will bottom out in the mid-upper 50s. Nice day coming up.
All right, let's go up the band to 660, and we're looking for Window Rock, Arizona. Let's try the moving the loop around here and see if we can copy KTNN. Not yet. Might be just a little bit early. A good catch out here would be 880 KRVN in Lexington.
3-2 in favor of the Royals.
Maybe we've got it.
Right here for our station identification. This is the Royals Radio Network.
It's KRVN in Lexington, Nebraska. We're coming up on 9.
Indeed we do.
2.
In the central time zone, we have 70 degrees under mostly clear skies.
Denny Matthews, along with Brian Lefebvre and producer-engineer Don Craig, Kauffman Stadium.
Well, that was as though we had queued KRVN for a station break. All right, what else is east of us? 1020 in Roswell, New Mexico would be east of us. KCKN, what can we do there? Do we hear anything yet? Now, there they are. They're fighting a Mexican station. Now we hear them both in there. Okay, not yet. Let's try 1030.
Use this directive.
This is 1030 K2, and I'm Sonny Rosa, and I just want you to know that my toll-free number anywhere in North America is open right now. 888-860-TRUK.
Of course, we're still a little bit west of the Terminator. They're not going to get in here as well as a nighttime skywave signal might from Casper. Okay, let's jump to Salt Lake City. And KSL, of course, is really humping in here already.
Right now it's 80 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL news time is 9 o'clock.
The News Watch never stops on News Radio 1160 KSL, Salt Lake City.
KSL News Radio 1160.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
CBS News, I'm Sam Litzinger. Forecasters think Tropical Storm Dennis is likely to turn into a full-fledged hurricane soon, and they're worried about where it'll go.
Okay, it's getting dark here, and KSL's coming in as it should. Let's see whether Spokane is rolling in yet on 1510. Now, I think we're also hearing Denver on 1510, again proving that the skywave path from Denver is still hotter than the path from Spokane. A quick look at the band as sunset approaches Reno, and we'll go back over it here in a few minutes and see what else we can capture as it gets darker and darker, and then we'll start looking to the west.
News Radio 780 KK.
I'm Tim O'Donnell. On the eve of a new school year, a federal judge has blocked a program that lets students in Cleveland...
From our hotel room in Reno, Nevada, in late August 1999, we're opening the radios to see what we can hear on the domestic clear channels. And not getting as many good, clean signatures as we expected. And I think after looking at the National Radio Club's nighttime coverage maps, it's obvious that on a lot of channels, we're in areas where signals from several stations are competing with each other. So we're not doing as well as we'd like to be here, but it's still fun on this summer's night, tuning across the band to see what we can find. Okay, 1540 is going to be the sports outlet from California.
Peter Brown, stays at 11, one-on-one for KCTV, Los Angeles, in 1540.
And as it begins to grow dark in Reno, just as predicted, KGA Spokane starts to come up out of the noise.
Read it tomorrow or hear it now on News Talk 1510 KGA, Spokane's first news, traffic, and weather station.
CBS News, I'm Sam Litzinger. Forecasters think Tropical Storm Dennis is likely to turn into a full-fledged hurricane soon, and they're worried about where it'll go.
KGA starts to appear as the path from Spokane to Reno starts to get a little bit better, and eventually Spokane will push down Colorado and that beat note will disappear. Let's see what's on 1520. That's hard to ID that one. Okay, 1540 is going to be the sports outlet from California.
OneOnSport.com. And for the latest on what's happening in L.A., just look for the AM 1540 dial position on the top right side of the page and double-click on Los Angeles. And get the latest on what's happening with the Dodgers, the Angels, USC, and UCLA.
And here's 1530 Sacramento.
Nobody covers them like News Talk 1530 KSBK.
96 degrees. From ABC News, I'm Tim O'Donnell. McDonald, on the eve of a new school year, a federal judge has blocked a program that lets students in Cleveland attend private or parochial schools at taxpayer expense.
And 1560 here.
Chris and Ralph in the morning and Dodger baseball all season long. This is Talk 1560 KNZR.
Well, for the fifth straight day, the Dodgers bring Jeff Shaw in the pitch. Dodgers 5, Brewers 2.
And as long as we're on this end of the band and it's plenty dark now, let's work our way down. 1500, what do we have here? All right, let's jump down to 1210 to see if anything's hot here. We would be looking for Guymon, Oklahoma, wouldn't we? Well, they're in there in the background, aren't they? About 1200. Some beacon noise there. 1190.
Depend on us for news, traffic, weather, and Blazers basketball. 1190 KEX, Portland, Vancouver, Salem.
Let's try 1180.
Your average white person, because I think you really have to be someone in a minority.
That should be Kalispell. Let's take a listen.
Well, certainly one perspective, not the only perspective.
Yes.
Okay, let's try 1170 and see if Tulsa's coming in or if we're hearing something else. Oh, my. A mess.
PC stereo stuff.
There, of course, is 1160.
Nice. Best of all, can't beat the price. Drop on by. It's Market Square.
KSL. How about 1140, which where we are, may be Las Vegas.
27.
Can't really tell. 1130.
An example of suffering.
Here I stand.
Well, 1130 is a mess. Look what we found at 1120.
The home of Paul Harvey News. News Radio 1120 KPNW. Oregon's news traffic and weather station. KPNW. Eugene Springfield.
From ABC News. McIntyre. Three American Indians are under arrest in Rapid City, South Dakota for allegedly beating a white man, then dragging him behind a truck and leaving him to...
From 1120 to 1110. Okay, from 1110, we go to 1100.
California's number one Christian talk station, KFAX. San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
We begin this 10 o'clock hour with Back to the Bible.
1090.
La pelota se queda en el estadio.
Here's 1080. Not much there. Okay, let's go down to 1070.
I'm Jack Salvatore. Plenty of news ahead on KNX Los Angeles.
All you need to know, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It's 11 o'clock. CBS News. I'm Jim Shemavy. What was Hurricane Brett is now just a tropical depression.
All right, from KNX to 1060. Still that airport beacon noise in there. Let's see what 1040 is doing tonight. Can't copy much there, which takes us to 1030. And we're getting a mix of Casper and a Mexican station. 1020.
Okay, Eddie, ¿quieres que le van a tomar los datos? Ya no hay
corte. And at 1000.
News Talk 1000 is KOMO Seattle. Fisher Broadcasting. The news now.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre. They're not out of the woods yet.
All right, let's drop down to 890.
Ellis hit the ball hard, though, for
well, let's see if we can prove field. That this is St. George.
1-1 count for the Zion Pioneers.
Madonna. Okay, the Zion Pioneers, I'll buy that. 870.
Black Avenger, Ken Helmler, weeknight, midnight to 3 on AM870 KIEV, your talk station.
Well, Glendale obviously overriding New Orleans, at least at this time of night. All right, 840.
AM 840.
Let's check up on the traffic out there with our number one traffic person. That's Ken Owens. Ken?
830.
Catholic Family Radio.
KPLX. AM 830.
And 820 wasn't there. Never did hear Dallas. 810.
This is KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre.
We were able to bring up KFMB in San Diego, sliding it around the adjacent channel splatter from KKOH in Reno.
So, Big John, your player 3 in the drawing. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care, amigo. We'll be right back.
On Trivia, the show that makes all your problems in life trivial on 760 KFMB.
Not much on 750. 740.
Serving the Bay Area with all news all the time. KCBS, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
The CBS World News Roundup. Federal Reserve set to boost interest rates, but the stock market is ready for it.
720 from Las Vegas.
From Jackie Gons Plaza downtown, this is KDWN Las Vegas.
AP Network News, I'm Sandy Kozell.
Never did get much out of 700 or 710. I was surprised we didn't hear Cairo a little bit better.
KNBR 2020-468.
Giants pound out 18 hits in a big win at Wrigley. I'm John Schrader on KNBR 68.
We waited for about 15 minutes around the hour for an ID from KNBR in Oakland on 680, and they blew right by without one. Let's try for Boise, Idaho, 670.
Please visit our booth and drop off your donations and food items at our Newstalk 670 KBOI broadcasting booth. Newstalk 670 KBOI and Northwest Live care about you and your community.
650.
We're the talk station, Talk 650 KSDE.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bob Hart.
Okay, and then 640. There, we're starting to hear KFI. Let's see if we can use the radio selectivity to try to... There we go.
KFI News.
Get away from some of that adjacent channel in 630.
More stimulating talk radio. This is the Phil Henry Show.
And that's the bottom end of the band as we have done our clear channel band scan here from Reno, Nevada on this beautiful August night in 1999. Mark Dernberger. We'll be back again next month. Till then, good listening, DXers.
And before we skedaddle out of here, I'd just like to let you know that our friends over at the WTFDA, that's the Worldwide TV-FM DX Association, are offering a dual deal on membership. The WTFDA has started its own TV-FM email list at Topica.com. The list is open to all WTFDA members and guests. Anyone who might be interested in membership and list subscription can contact Mike at ICON, that's ICON at netcom.com. And also, I'd like to remind you that our National Radio Club has its very own list, 5 of them to be precise. And if you'd like to join up to one of those email lists, just look for us at www.nrcdxas.org. That's it. That's all. We'll see you in 30 days with the last edition for the 1900s. Remember, get out there and support radio.
This tape is being mailed on October 29th, 1999.